You there, bro?
Oh yeah, I think we finally got connection made. I'm not even going to try to edit this stuff. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Same here. That's great. Let me go ahead and get an intro in. This is North Georgia Wrestling News. I'm Michael. I've got Luke here with me from NGWA. Sorry guys, I've not done this in a while. Life can get crazy sometimes. I've not really been able to put the energy I need to into getting one done. This is the first one in like a month, and a lot has happened in the past month that needs covered. I'm lucky enough to have Luke here with me. He kind of nudged, elbowed me in the ribs until I agreed to do one again and get this back rolling. So thank you for that, Luke. But let's go ahead and get the elephant out of the room here, that I know it's going to get brought up. There's a chance we may get emotional about it. This past week, a good friend of ours left us. And he
Yeah,
was a big
absolutely.
part of he was a big part of helping me figure out getting this up and rolling and how to use this whole system to make a podcast happen. He's a friend of mine for the past 20 plus years. Oh, you were friends with him also. He mentored you a bit. You got lucky enough to get to hit the road some with him on some pretty long trips too, right?
That's correct. The most notable one, we went down to Mississippi. At the time,
Right. And for anybody that doesn't know, I've been hesitant on saying the name because it still just doesn't seem real. We lost Drew Gane. That it still just seems strange. The longest one and most notable was Mississippi. Man, just thinking about it, I need a second. You want to tell us about the Mississippi trip?
Yeah, absolutely. At the time, me and Olds were the Mid-South Tag Team Champions for the AIWF. Drew was he was a constant for the AIWF. He was like, I think, 7-time cruiserweight champion for them.
I wish I still had access to it when everything that I had recorded and posted before went missing.
Right.
Drew went into big detail on how he was always the guy that got the call whenever it was time for a championship to change.
And that was the thing with Drew. He never met a stranger, and he never ever had the ego that a lot of, let's just be honest here, that a lot of people have about dropping belts. It never
Oh,
was about
no.
that for
No, and that caused him to find his way into a lot of them because promotions knew, especially with traveling titles, that they could trust him to get the title to whatever town it needed to get to next if there was an issue with the current champion.
Right. And but what was funny, and I'll never forget this as long as I live. What was funny about that trip is on the way down, out in the middle of nowhere in Alabama, there is a gentleman's club. And leave it to Drew Game to spot it out of everything else on the interstate. So what do? We think, hey man, this would be pretty cool just to go. Because it was closed. You thought it was closed for good. But leave it to Drew to say, hey, let's pull over here and get our pictures made with all of us with the belts. Because it was me, Frenchie, Ashley, Drew Game, Ray Fury, and Corey Dye. That was Corey Dye's first road big road trip.
Oh
And
Lord, poor kid.
so we're out there posing with our belts in front of this, taking pictures in front of this gentleman's club, and all of a sudden we notice a camper in the back of the building, and the owner lives in that cabin or that cabin that camper behind the gentleman's club. So who would you think out of all of us would go and start having a conversation with the owner of the Gentlemen's Club?
Oh, I could see Drew without a shadow of a doubt, not even knowing if anybody was in the camper, to make his way around and knock just to see who would be staying in a camper behind a gentleman's club.
Oh yeah, it was Drew. So we get him, the owner of the club, and Drew get to talking. And we explained to him what we're doing, and he was all cool. And so he's like, on the way back, y'all stop. And we're like, yeah, okay, whatever, you know. So sure enough, we get down to Mississippi, have the show. I think me, Ray, no, me, I think Drew was dropping the belt to Ray that night. But me and Frenchie dropped the belts to somebody. So we come back through. We're not the champions. No big deal. So it's about 2 o'clock in the morning. We pull back up on this gentleman's club, and Drew's like, I want to stop. And Frenchie Nash is like, we're game. Of course, Corey Dye's like, yeah, let's go. And Ray's like, no, I want to go home. I just want to get home. So I'm driving. So I said, all right, we'll take a vote. Who all wants to go? And so we pull in. Okay, we walk in, man. And there's like two people there, two customers, the owner. And I don't mean to speak ugly of any woman or anybody in particular, but these women were just, okay, if anybody knows about the club Puss in Boots in Rossville, Georgia, this made Puss in Boots look like a real nice establishment in Atlanta.
So this literally looked like the ones we always used to joke about, like the Waffle House waitresses got off their shift from the Waffle House and took off over to the strip club for their second job.
Yes, absolutely. So we all walk in. Of course, Drew hassles Ray until Ray takes the belt in with him. So here you got me and Ray sitting at a table. Frenchie's playing pool. And not to mention, Frenchie's getting humped in the leg by a big bulldog that they have there at the Gentlemen's Club.
An actual bulldog, or
An
she looked like
actual
one?
bulldog, not a stripper. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Actual bulldog. And Corey Dye has never been to a strip club, okay? So Drew talks these strippers into giving Corey Dye just the most personal dance you've ever seen in your life. And he is loving life, boy. He is loving life. There was always a joke that if you stood too close to Corey Dye, he'd get somebody pregnant. And but yeah, they Corey Dye definitely had a night he'd never forget. And we'll never forget it either, just because of the way Drew handled himself, had fun. And that was the big thing about Drew, is no matter where he was at, I never saw him not be the life of the party, not have fun, no matter what the situation was. And one more story, and the AIWF 25th anniversary show, I literally saw Drew Game walk in as the Cruiserweight champion, stand in a corner in his fur coat, call a 6-man elimination match while standing on the apron, not get in the match until the very last guy was in there, get in there and win the match, all while in his fur coat.
It sounds about as accurate as it could be. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna miss the guy. Yeah, we had a relationship outside of wrestling too. It was never any surprise for it to be the middle of the night, because I've always been a night shift guy. Even, if I did a show that night and I'm already back, or if I didn't have a show, I was gonna be up at any time Drew was on his way through and he wasn't quite ready to go home yet, or needed to, pit stop and just hang out for a little while. I'd get a call sometimes midnight, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, who knows what time. Hey, you guys up? Of course. You want company? Or if even that, if not, just, hey, I'll be by your house in a minute. You're there, right? And, it was always good to have him come by. We'd have us a couple of drinks, BS about everything going on in the area. And yeah, I'm gonna miss those random middle of the night pop-ins.
Well, let me try to explain to the people out there listening that may not be able to kind of comprehend what kind of relationship I believe you're talking about here. There was a big difference in
Okay.
Drew Game and Andrew Germain.
Either direction, you had a light,
Yes, but
a light of life. It was always going to be a smile, always going to try to brighten the day, and most likely always up to some kind of mischief, trying to figure out how to put somebody up to ribbon somebody.
right, but what kind of what I didn't know Andrew Germain very well. I knew Drew Game, and I got to know Andrew Germain through his Turn the Buckle podcast, I believe, because you start he
Right.
started letting people know how he really felt about situations, especially this year, and all the chaos that's been going on. And
Oh,
he
definitely.
was very encouraging on his podcast on his thoughts and beliefs on how he felt about real life stuff. Okay, I'm
Oh, definitely. We were sitting around one night. It's the middle of the night. I was about to go to bed, and I get a random message from Drew. Hey, you up? And I know he's still recovering from his surgery, so I know he's not out and about driving.
right.
Yeah, man, what's up? Let's record a podcast. What are we going to talk about? We'll figure it out while we're recording.
Right.
We talked for 2 hours recording, like you and I are now. And we started getting deep into personal beliefs on things. Things from the past, things going on with other guys that we knew, to the point that we forgot that we were recording. We got so deep into personal matters that we had to erase the whole file and start over and record another, I don't remember how long, just because we realized there's no way we can ever let this conversation see the light of day.
Right. And that and to me, you were talking to Andrew Germain then.
Oh,
You wasn't
definitely. I
talking
mean, we got
to
into
Drew Game.
everything.
Right.
Oh, yeah, we went way past wrestling stuff. We went into, darker times from both of our pasts, how other people we know were doing and what's going on with them, into personal levels on all that. And it was just, we legitimately forgot that we were recording
Right.
until after a minute we were getting deep into some legal things that had not even gone through court yet about a friend of ours, and it was like, hey buddy,
Yeah, we've been
this hadn't
recording
even gone to
this.
court yet. Should we be
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. Well,
But yeah.
I tell you what, I know Turn the Buckle is doing a big Drew Game celebration on their podcast. So
Oh yeah, definitely. Everybody keep an eye out. They're on the Anchor Network also. They're on Spotify. They're on any place that you can hear us now. You can hear Turn the Buckle. Find them sometime this week. What day is it this week they're doing that? I forget.
I believe they're recording Tuesday, so it ought to be out by Wednesday.
Right. So definitely listen, because I know they're going to be talking a lot about him. They're going to be letting people, I believe, call in
Record
and talk about him
messages,
a
yeah,
little
I
bit.
believe so. But
Yeah, that's right. If you've got something you wanted to say about it, you can go to their Anchor account and record it, and they'll play it.
right.
That alone should be interesting.
But let me finish up by talking about Drew this way.
Oh, talk all you want to, man.
I love Drew. I was beginning to have a whole lot more love for the man other than Drew. And I respected both men, and he will be, and he's been on my mind all weekend, of course, like he has a lot of people. but and I don't think I'm speaking out of turn here, but we're going to dedicate this episode of North Georgia Wrestling News to the memory of Drew Game. And
Oh, definitely. There,
with
there's. I mean, we've already spent 15 on him, and I'm sure I'll end up bringing him up again because he's so heavy on my mind.
and wish nothing but love
And we,
and wish nothing but love to his family that's during this time.
oh God, the last time I saw him in person was the last time he did something with a wrestling show, I believe, was actually at your place when they did the deal with Sparks and Widow setting up with his
And he was
daughter.
so proud of that man. He was so proud of her.
Oh my God, he was. He's always been proud. He's always been a proud dad. But he had a light when he realized that he actually talked you guys into letting that whole setup happen.
And I
He
think that
came
would
to
have been
me
great.
and he didn't need lifts in his boots. He was walking on air. He was so excited.
Right. He I like I said, he's definitely gonna be missed, and we dedicated the show last night to him, to his memory. And I believe he was watching down because I'll tell you, that was one of the best shows I think North Georgia's put on since we've come back.
And that's kind of aggravating to me. Usually I'm able to go and hang out and kind of keep an eye on things and kind of get a idea of what all happened and what match to talk about when I go by there. But this time I was in my opinion, a pretty big match to kind of focus my attention on. And even after the match was over, I was still in the back. Still getting my mind back to reality from that.
Let's start off talking about your match, man. You and the Dakota Outlaw against Stu Valentine and NGWA 2020 Hall of Famer Bobby Hayes.
Right, leave it to Bob to no-show the Hall of Fame. I've got to bring that up because if I don't give him a hard time, I won't feel right. But at the same time, in true Bob fashion, he more than made up for it. He wasn't able to make it out last show for the Hall of Fame. I have no idea what happened. I got a great job. You're done recording message. But
I have no idea. I have no idea, brother. I'm sorry.
it'll be okay though, because that'll give us a chance to slide in the ad for Anchor that they have me put in all of these. So
But
and plan out a break point anywhere. But Bob,
what do you were? Yeah, we were talking about Bobby Hayes coming back.
right. And true Bob fashion to make up for, missing the actual Hall of Fame ceremony, a match with Bobby Hayes in it is few and far between these days. Very
That's
few and
right.
far between.
That's right.
And he agreed to come out. One of his oldest friend Stu Valentine tagged with him. I know we had a little bit of complication on actually making opponents happen for them. It's
Yeah.
kind of funny how all that played out.
Well,
We usually
let me.
don't give as much behind the scenes stuff here, I know, but we've already been getting so deep into it with the Drew stuff, we might as well share some more now, right?
Right, let me just say this. The real life tops wrestling any day of the week.
Right. And
And so
originally we had I know originally you had me and a partner, and then we had issues not being sure if we were going to make it. And then Dakota Outlaws get in there. They're supposed to have the match with them.
Yeah.
And some real life things went down with number two. And about the time I realized, hey, I am going to be able to make it, I'll bring my stuff if you need me.
Right.
And I ended up slid back in from being, hey, I'll be an extra if you need it, to right back in the original match.
Yep.
So it's funny how that worked out, which is great because Bobby actually has been like a mentor for me for a long time. I first met him when I was a kid going to the old NGWA shows at Dillard's.
Right.
And as I broke into the business, he was one of the guys that kind of looked out for me, filled some knowledge in. And I remember, as I was going from teenage years and into my 20s, at that time, somewhat awkward conversation with him in the back of him pulling me over to the side and talking about, how proud he is to see, where I went from just being a kid trying to get in the door to maturing into what I have.
And that's so
So that.
that's such a special feeling when you have somebody that you've looked up to in the business, and it's hard to
Right.
explain that feeling to somebody who might not understand it. But
Right, because
if
Bob, I've looked up to him since I was a kid when he was doing stuff locally and enhancement stuff on WCW and WWF, so
right.
that means something. I don't know if I ever mentioned that to him or not. He might hear it and know now, but
But yeah, it's the so tell me from your end, has he lost a step? Was he
I think he found three more.
wow, okay.
The rest must be nice. Like, I know you guys had to hear it in the back.
Oh yeah, you
The
did.
match is on YouTube.
Yes.
The crowd was just so deeply behind Bobby that I might as well have went out there and committed every mortal crime known to man just to be standing across the ring from the man.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It was
And
definitely electric. You couldn't hear yourself think, talk. You couldn't hear yourself take a step in the back.
right, and you should have been in the middle of that electricity trying to. I gave up on attempting to scream over any fans. I tried to give some back and forth, for the live crowd, interaction that everybody loves, but hell, it would kind of didn't have much of a point with Bob out there. You could have, honestly, he could have been out there with a broom,
Right.
and that broom would have been the biggest villain in the building.
Right.
Dakota Outlaw and I, we usually don't tag, and the chemistry was okay there, actually.
Yeah.
It worked out. It was just a good tag match.
Well,
I'm not sure. I've not watched back the video yet to see what happened at the end. Bobby and I ended up out on the floor. Stu picked up the win on Dakota Outlaw somehow. I'm not sure. But either way, it was just, and it was one of those matches that everybody was crazy about it, but there was no way that we could really have even advertised it if we wanted to.
yeah, and it was one of those sellouts at the curtains too. I mean, everybody was standing at side doors and trying to catch a glimpse of it because they wanted to see it.
Oh yeah, I heard a few people in the back talk about they were looking forward to seeing it, not just for the fact that, oh wow, Bobby,
Yeah.
but it's the apparently one shot at getting to see Morphine be a good guy. And Stu Valentine, well, I still call him Morphine, man. I can't break the habit.
Well,
Stu Valentine was Morphine for so many
let
years.
me just tell you this. By the end of last night, Stu Valentine, I don't know if he's realized it or not, but Stu Valentine, and I don't know if anybody's calls out Rawhead Rex much, but Rawhead Rex, Stu Valentine, and I guess we'll call him for the time being Rawhead Rex Jr. They've opened up a can of something that they ain't ready for, because
Yeah, I saw there's a Pup Rex now too, I guess. I hate calling him Pup Rex because he's still a big kid.
he's a real big kid,
But
and I'm gonna tell you right now, just to let him know, he's got a receipt coming.
oh, I heard about that, man. That's
But
that was a like legit no bones about it, people. There was a legit cheap shot on Frenchie from Rex Jr. That was, I was expecting some walls to go down, some curtains to go down, and a fight to break out in the back when everybody got back.
well, and I'm glad it didn't happen because here's the thing, and I don't know what they expected was going to happen. We surely wasn't expecting Stu to turn on us after last show, after the anniversary show. But you know what? That happened. So now what they've done is they've woken up the old centerfolds. We've tried to hold back. We've tried to, we still love our fans. We love them with a passion. But what they did was they woke up a beast in the centerfold that's been really dormant for a while now. So when we
I know Frenchie's figurehead in centerfolds by far these days since the loss of Kenny. And I know Frenchie, he's been way more laid back and just there to kind of take in the scene while he's still got it, and
Well, let me tell you, let me just
has come close a few times to being done.
Well, let me just
But
he
now,
just he
last
he
night.
got a spark lit under his backside last night that I'm gonna tell you, when he woke up this morning and he was holding his ribs basically together, the first thing he said was, Rex Jr., this kid,
Got he's got
he's
one
got one
coming.
coming. He's got one coming back for him. Yeah.
Yeah, I was meaning to ask earlier, was I know you said his ribs, it from where I saw it, it looked like a shot to the
Well,
kidneys. Was his kidneys okay?
I mean, he was. I mean, he was. He just knows he was in pain, and it's the.
Okay, but no like blood flow
No,
this morning when
no.
things started
No,
moving, or
he
okay.
didn't mention it. I mean, we're close, but I ain't gonna go in there and check.
Well, he'd have,
But yeah, he would have
that
told
would
me.
have been one of those medical things he'd have
Yeah,
mentioned.
he would have told me. So all you NGWA fans out there, y'all be on the lookout because, like I said, they might not know when, and we might not even know when, but it's coming. It's coming.
Oh yeah, that's one of the things that's kind of got me perked up a little bit about this six-man tournament coming up, because aren't both teams in the tournament where there's a possibility we might get to see something
Yes,
there?
sir. Yes, sir. November 14th starts the, I guess you'd call it the second annual. We didn't do it last year, or we hadn't done it in a couple of years. UEW actually put on the first Kenny Arden Memorial Tournament. It was a tag team tournament.
Right.
Kenny was big in the tag teams, of course, with the centerfolds. He did the Pretty Young Things with Jamie Kyle. His list of partners range from,
Billy Montana with Hot and Sexy and the Centerfolds.
Big Wood was a partner of his at one time. Like I mentioned, Jamie Kyle. Heck, Mike Jackson and him worked the Midnight Express on an old episode of World Championship Wrestling. So here, so tag team wrestling was very important to Kenny. Six man tag team wrestling was also very important to Kenny and the centerfolds.
Right, because he always attempted to have that stable going to be able to do the six
Yeah,
mans.
and a lot of people have said the centerfolds are one of the only legit six man groups in the area or in the areas. And me and John and Kenny still try to, or me, John and Kenny, me, John and Frenchie still try to keep that going. We might not do it as much as we used to because John's got his issues or his deals with HCP, and HCP's another
Yeah,
three man group.
There's so many three man groups going
Yeah.
right now, or stables in general, especially as you start spanning out looking at the other shows. And I know there's a lot there. Stables are getting
They're getting hot again.
there. Well, they've been for a minute because I'll get more into RCW later, but like I've noticed there a lot of times they have a tag division. But to me, their tag division has always felt more like a stable division with kind of a freebird clause going, because with everybody's, I guess with everybody's schedules being the way they are, and I've not helped work against that. I've been part of a couple of stables myself that have had to use that freebird clause to be able to keep the tag stuff going with the storylines and everything and the feuds, but it shouldn't be any problem finding however many you guys are putting in this tournament. How many teams are going into the tournament?
We're shooting for 16. We have right now.
Wow, 16 teams of
Yes,
three.
sir. It's and we've got 13 now. So anybody listening to this podcast, if you think you want to come try to win the Kenny Arden Memorial Tournament, 6-man tournament.
Now that's going to be a two night thing though, so they need to be sure they can be obligated
Right.
to both dates if
If
need
they get
be.
through, if they get through the first night, we're doing the first night Saturday, November 14th at the NGWA Arena there in Sublygna, and
7 o'clock at
seven
night,
o'clock
right?
at that evening. Yes, they'll. You can do the math. There'll be 8 matches. All 8 matches will be
Right.
6-man tag matches. The winners advance. Losers go home. If you advance, the next day, Sunday, November the 15th, will be it.
In Rome at the KLT building on is it Shorter Avenue?
I'm not exactly 100% positive on that, but it's over there in the Rome Cinema 8 area. I know that for
Right.
sure.
I know it's always easy to find for me because it's right there. You've got a wrestling show, and across the road, you've got a liquor store and a adult store all right there. So it's just one of those,
Absolutely. But
kind of like finding a gentleman's club in the middle of
yeah,
nowhere,
right. And but I'm gonna go ahead and give you a spoiler here. The first match, the centerfolds are in it. Me, John Arden, and Keith Arden, and
So John's going back to the centerfold's colors for this night. He's not on the HCP team.
we've got John with the centerfolds this for this tournament. And
Nice, nice.
I'll go ahead and tell you who our first opponents are. Our first opponents are going to be the Bone Crushers. That's Big Doug Griffin and Roger Foster and whoever else they want to bring down. And
Okay, that's an interesting combination, and it's interesting that you got brought up because Big Doug is a unique
well, I'm
individual.
going to tell you right now, our goal not only is to win the tournament, but our goal is to get, and yes, Stu Valentine, Rawhead Rex, and Rex Jr. Again, I don't know what he goes by. I don't even know the kid, but I don't even know his name. Right now, I don't want to know his name. But I'm going to tell you right now, our goal is not only to win the tournament, but to meet them somewhere in that tournament. So, unfortunately for Big Doug, who I have all the respect in the world for, Roger Foster, him also, hey, they're going to be our first victims in the tournament. And by hook or by crook, you're going to see the old centerfolds. We're going to win the tournament, but
Right.
more importantly, we're going to get our hands on Stu Valentine, Rex, and Junior somewhere down the line.
Oh yeah, definitely some good goals to have. You've got my curiosity up now. I wasn't expecting to hear Big Doug's name outside of TWA and Rossville like ever again, and I was surprised that when I heard it there. So, come on, man, give me the scoop. You said you had a good chunk of the teams already. Let's hear some more. Shoot me
Okay,
another
now keep in
team.
mind, I don't know the exact matches yet, but we have
Right, let's get into teams, not brackets, just
the
entrants.
Back Alley Brawlers.
Right, I'm familiar with them. Shane and Ray and what's his name?
They have a third man.
Ryan.
You've got
Right, Ryan Watkins is his third, or they're usually their third guy. They're TWA Rossville
So you can basically
group.
say TWA is going to be represented by both the Back Alley Brawlers and the Bone Crushers.
I mean, I
I
would
mean,
say it if they even if they even if it wasn't like
officially, no, I'm not saying
spot,
officially.
given the blessing by then, they're going to be associated with
Right,
that
right.
anyway, so.
Next we have, I know one of the three guys. I'm not sure about the other two. But the Patriot is going to be teaming with Billy the Kid and Playboy, and that's all I know about those guys.
I know those guys. Of course,
The Patriot and it,
you know T. T is the Patriot there. I know you're familiar with
that's the
him.
one I was talking about. No.
And he's about 300 years old, but a crafty old guy. TD Patriot, whatever. He's always stuck out in my mind because for years and years, he was always a go-to of a helper for Ted on getting things done with the rings and moving jobs and stuff like that. And believe it or not, did you know that old man used to be married to a Atlanta
I
Falcons
did
cheerleader?
not. I didn't, no disrespect, but
I
I
don't know
would
if
have
they were
never guessed
married.
that.
I don't know about married. I know they were together because Ted was always amazed by that. And then you've got Billy the Kid. You said you don't know Billy the Kid
I
or
do not.
Playboy, correct? Billy the Kid is an older gentleman as well. The name Billy the Kid is kind of going to throw a lot of people off that's expecting, a young guy. This guy is, he's a bigger guy, gray. Been around a good while himself, but he's bigger than Patriot. And then you've got Playboy, who is going to by far be the most athletic member of the team. And so yeah, I'm familiar with that team. Who we got next?
I'll give you a couple more here, because I'm still ironing out things.
Come on. I'm just getting a scoop here, man. Come on. Are we there? Did it do the thing again? Luke. All right, we're going to take another minute here to fill some ads in. I'm still recording. I'm not sure what happened with the connection with Luke. I'm going to try to get him back on the line to finish up where we're talking. We'll get a sponsor ad in and get right back to you guys. Luke, I'm so glad you're back. That elevator music was driving me insane.
Man, I'm gonna tell you right now. I get hot and I get all hot and bothered, man, and my internet box. So that was my bad. I got fired up about Stu Valentine, Rawhead Rex, and Junior there.
It's cool. We were talking about a couple of the other teams in the tournament, and I was actually, when you messaged me, I'd given up on you, and I started in on another tournament at another show, which I'll get into it with you too, see what you think about it
Okay.
before we get online. But let's finish up on shoot me a couple of more entrants in the six-man tournament.
Okay, right now we have the Hatriots, and they'll be teaming with, and I don't know what kind of deal they got made out, but John Bishop will be teaming with the Hatriots.
I'm not sure. It's not a bad choice on their part. I
And he
honestly was expecting more along the lines, of like, the combination of the Hatriots of the two different shows. I wasn't expecting it to be Brad, Eli, and John.
Well, it's not going to be Brad. The Hatriots are, of course, Brad Spurlock, Eli Thompson, and if anybody's been keeping up online, their new member is Joey Idol.
Okay, so it's Brad that's not going to be there that day when
Brad
they
is not
have.
going to be there. So it'll be Joey Idol, Eli Thompson, and John Bishop representing the Hatriots in the six man.
I mean, I heard everybody in the back kind of back and forth on trying to figure out teams and was approached by a few people myself on stuff. But people were scouting out trying to find somebody. Honestly, John's not a bad pick.
I just don't know
He
where his head's at, why he would want to team with the Hatriots, but hey, that's his call.
I mean, maybe it was the maybe they were the offer that he got, He, I know he wanted to be a part of it. Who
Yeah, I mean,
knows?
and it could be that simple. Yeah. Well, let's let the cat out of the bag. You're gonna be in it.
Right. I'm gonna be in it. You guys gave me a chance to bring a team.
Yeah.
Because I've,
Well,
I
you're a
guess,
world traveler, my cross.
I don't know about world. I've seen a lot of the country, but I've not been out of the country. So let's not go into the world, man. I'd love to
Well,
see
yeah.
Canada
Okay.
and Mexico someday, but I'm afraid of flying, so I'll never be a world traveler.
Okay, you got the Jim Cornette syndrome then, huh?
Right.
Exactly.
I can't do it. The I've got vertigo, and I'm afraid that if I ever get on a plane, I may not be able to be convinced to get back on it to be that sick for the rest of the trip home.
Understand. Well,
But yeah,
theory.
I've got a team lined up. I've scouted out a few different directions, and I actually had a lot of guys coming up to me last night, but the picks have been rounded down pretty tightly, and
Are you gonna keep it a secret? Are you gonna keep it
I don't know, man. I don't know. I guess I could return the favor and let the cats out of the bag a little bit here, 'cause
what?
it took some to get, you know me. The first thing people are going to think is, oh, it's Cross. He's going to go straight to next of kin and call Zach.
Yeah, or even
Well,
Seth Cruz. I mean,
or I'm going to
let's
get
be honest.
back, or I'm going to get back to the firm, and I'm going to call Seth. I grew up with those guys.
Right.
Or I'm going to hit the, or I'm going to hit the Dixie Dream Team state of mind. Call up Shane Williams, maybe,
Right. Which would all be excellent choices.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not calling Seth. I'm not calling Zach. I'm not calling Shane, because not just the fact that those have been done, and those are possibilities for contacts in the future, but I looked around and I've been checking out not just around North Georgia. I've ch been checking up into Tennessee, over into Alabama, and I feel like the best bet is you've got a cat that's been running around there that's been featured, but in my eyes, kind of underutilized. His name's Agony.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I like Agony a lot.
Yeah.
The he was the fourth man in the war in the carousel cage this past show. Patrick's been a part of him,
Right.
and I've seen him over at TWA in Rossville, and I've seen him I saw him up at RCW recently at the anniversary show,
Yeah.
and I don't know, call me old fashioned, but I see a lot of stock in a masked man, especially one with a more of an old school wrestling mentality. He and my other pick all see the same views as I do on old school wrestling versus sports entertainment.
Yeah.
And I'll go ahead and tell you the other pick. He's not been in this area for a while. He's a former champion in that building under a different label, a different organization.
Okay. I'm
But
intrigued.
Big Ryan Andrews.
Wow.
He had some, I guess, some kind of a falling out in Tennessee where he was wrestling at regularly. He's been kind of searching around the circuit around here for a little bit, thinking about getting back into this area. So how could you turn down a big guy like that looking to make an impact, stepping back into the area?
Absolutely. I mean, we may have differences of
On
opinion.
paper, it may look like a throw together team on paper, but it's three like-minded individuals that want to see wrestling tradition restored to what we feel it should be or to be gotten rid of.
Well, and I'm gonna tell you what, I'm gonna tell you this. We may have different opinions or different ways of getting to the same goal in the ring, but here's the deal. I respect the fact that what you talk about old school tradition, because that's what it's all about to me. And honestly, Ryan Agony's a great talent. Still don't know that much about him, but
Agony is a 6'1", 250-pound technical wrestler with an extensive anatomy education and self-defense training to where he knows how to dislocate more joints than most people you'll ever meet.
yeah. Well, like I said, he's good.
Ryan Andrews is a 6'5", 300-pound bear of a
You don't
man.
have to explain Ryan Andrews to me at
Hey,
all, brother. Listen, that's not the.
I know you're familiar with Ryan.
Yeah, listen, Ryan Andrews is a game changer. I don't care if you like him, don't like him, but he's definitely a game changer. So that's impressive. I was not expecting that. I may have to never tell you to get a team together again.
It wouldn't be the first time a promoter has regretted giving me any type of freedom or liberties.
I can see why in a way. Okay, let me run through the rest of these teams that we have jotted down here. We
We got?
have the Dakota Outlaws. They'll be joined by the big bad SUV.
That's an interesting
Of course, you
combination.
got the one of the I know is going to be one of the fan favorites, Gravedigger Randy Tucker, the Plowboy, and the Mad slash Big Dog as a team.
Is he the mad dog or the big
I'm
dog
not
now?
sure. I still call him Mad Dog. If he goes by Big Dog now, that's fine too. I just know Dog.
Why don't we make it easier and just call him the
We'll
big
call him the
mad
Big
dog?
Mad Dog. Yeah. For this, for
B the
BMD, Big
BMD.
Mad Dog. Hey, that'll work for me for the time being. And of course, we've got those Sorry Misfits that I spoke of earlier, Stu Valentine, Rawhead Rex, and Rex Jr. And another team I don't really like.
It's so wild. It's still wild to me to see Rex back in a ring.
Yes, and I felt some of that. I felt some of that last night.
Was I the only one that thought he died?
I'll be honest with you, I don't know, but you may tell you where he turned back up at was Turn the Buckle podcast. That's how I
Right.
even knew he was even still in the area.
Yeah, it's so weird to me. Like, we mentioned Seth earlier, and he and I talked about it after he popped up at your last show. And both of us swear that a few years ago, we thought someone had told us that we had lost Rex. And I mentioned that to Rex when I saw him at NGWA. And it's the farthest thing from the truth. The man is
The
massive
man is,
now. I mean, in a good way. I've never seen him that big
and
and strong before.
he hits hard. I ain't gonna sit here and sugarcoat it for nobody. He hits hard.
Well,
He got a lot.
he never
Nah,
did it.
yeah. But I'm not
Moving on, who else we
gonna.
got?
I've got two more teams I can verify right now. We've got Cameron Cox, Jay Sparks, and Tyler Sutton as a team. And
That would be the Gabe Walters
yes,
group, right?
and the final team that we have confirmed will be HCP with Red Dragon as of this day.
So is you know more about the HCP guys than I do lately. I don't really hang out with them. It's no secret over time that it's been very rare that John and I have ever been on speaking terms. We've tagged like once for Woody one time just out of necessity. But is Red Dragon going to end up joining HCP? He was in the Carousel Cage with them. He's entering the
I
tournament with
believe
them.
it's just I believe that he's just a good friend, an associate. But I mean, we kind of put HCP, John kind of put them aware that, hey, this is for Kenny Arden. He's the centerfold that night. So out of necessity, I believe it's one of those out of necessity things when they need when.
You gotta think a little bit about that too, though. I know you're probably not wanting to hear this. You get John, you get the big, what, 400-pound Hellraiser or
And
Gigolo
Gigolo,
in
yep,
this
Gigolo
case,
John.
which means he's leaving HCP. I'll stir the pot here a little bit. Billy Love, Josh Haight teaming with Red Dragon. That's the two smallest members of HCP, with probably the smallest guy on the
Well,
NGWA roster.
with that being said, I mean, you've got HCP that we're not gonna gloss. We ain't gonna go into huge details right now, but they just won the NGWA titles from the Hatriots
That's
and
right, they
Red
did,
Dragon.
didn't they? I mean, there's no doubt Josh and Billy were actually a tag team before there was an HCP. So the chemistry there and the history there goes back way deep. Like, I know a lot of guys aren't going to remember it, but before there was an HCP, there was love, hate, and pain.
And Red Dragon.
And they were a
And
good
Red
team
Dragon
then.
just scored a big, I don't know if you want to call it upset. I guess you could. Win in the Kenny Arden Classic tournament we're having that started this past week. He
Billy,
scored
who
a
did he
big
have?
upset win over Jess Wade.
Wow, that's
Yeah.
I'd call it an upset. Jess is a traveler, man. He's been
Yeah.
around forever.
So,
That's
I mean, you have experience and you have heart and.
some might call them underdogs in the tournament, but in all reality, the talent's there. It's just the
Right, right.
size makes it
And how many
questionable.
times can you, how many times can you give up size and still pull out the, how many times can David beat Goliath in 1 in 2 days? You know, I mean, he can do it once,
Right.
maybe twice, but can he do it enough times to get to the end of the tournament? We'll find out. We'll find out.
Exactly.
But man.
Right. And that's on November the 14th and 15th, the big
Yes,
six-man
and
tournament, respectively,
why
in
not?
Sobligna and Rome at 7 o'clock Saturday and then 2 o'clock to
Right.
whenever
And
Sunday.
let me just say this. It's not about a promotion. It's not about an individual. It's about showing love and respect to Kenny Arden. But most importantly, it's about helping kids for Christmas. All the
Right, we failed to mention this. I feel like a
I
horrible
don't
person
think
now. We didn't even bring up the fact that whole thing is a
right.
benefit for
And
Keys
what how we're going to
Kids.
break this down, okay? Saturday night, all the proceeds are going to go toward the Chattooga County area for their Christmas for kids, okay? And let me put this
Right.
out there, anybody listening, if you need help, if you're with your children for Christmas, the Somerville Police Department, turn them in a list and people can get the information from them. And that's how we get the information to know the families to help. We'll help as many as we can. And you know, because there's nothing sadder than a kid not having anything for Christmas. You know, and
Right. And then Sunday, what do we got for the Sunday? That's the
Sunday we're going to
Saturday.
donate the money to the Floyd County, since it's being held in, since it's
Oh,
being
that's
held in Rome,
awesome.
we're going to donate the door and profits to the guys in Rome, and basically do the same thing there. I'm not sure exactly where to turn in your information if you need assistance in Rome, but we will find out and we will donate the money to them to help some families out in Rome as well.
Right, and I'm sure you guys, once you know for sure, can post it on
Oh
the NGVA Facebook page to
Right,
help the
right. And
parents
we'll
out.
try to get all the information on there. But you know, I know we didn't talk a lot about what happened the last couple shows at NGWA, but I feel like with what happened with Drew this weekend and the how important the proceeds of the Kenny's Kids tournament's going to be, I feel like those are the two major talking points that I really want to get across.
Right. And I really wasn't prepared to do this podcast. This is the first one I've ever done. I've literally not got any notes. I've got a jug of
Right,
water
right.
and my phone.
And
And I know I wanted to cover what's going on with your show. I wanted to cover the Drew situation a little bit. And I wanted to get into RCW a little bit and mention that, I don't know if you knew about this one or not. You probably have heard Georgia Championship Wrestling from back in the day when we were kids that came on TBS before
yeah.
WCW was a thing.
I
You know, they're
didn't know
back.
that, but I did get invited to a Georgia wrestling history group. I don't know if that's part of it or.
It's
Okay.
I wouldn't know. I know Georgia Championship had its first one back last night, and I don't have my notes. I feel like an idiot, but I know they've got more to come. They've got a Facebook page. I know last night was pretty was pretty cool. The headline match was Chris Nelms, who pulled an old centerfold friend out of the woodwork in Phil Hefner to come down to manage him there to take on an old rival of his, Johnny Camo, in what I believe was a Georgia title
And
match.
did Nams walk in? Nams walked in the champion in the of that, right?
I'm pretty sure he defended the Georgia title that he has already been
Right.
defending
Well,
at
I
other
mean,
shows. And if I'm not mistaken, he can correct me if I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure he walked in and as champion defended, and with the help of the Playboy or Big Daddy Rabbit, as he likes to be called now. I'm pretty sure he held on to it, you know, but there's keep an eye out for more Georgia championship stuff. They've got a Facebook page. I'm sorry, you know. I don't know. I didn't take notes. I should have, and I wanted to get into RCW because, you know, you were just talking about how tag team wrestling and tournaments and everything are important to the area. So I wanted to go over another tag tournament
Oh,
with
yeah,
you
absolutely.
while I had you here. Okay, we're familiar with RCW in Chatsworth,
Right,
Georgia,
great
Renegade
show.
Championship
Lot of
Wrestling.
good guys there.
Usually they run the first Saturday and the third Saturday of the month, but they felt like with you guys running last night, we're recording this on Sunday, by the way, with you guys running last night and a couple other places running last night that they know, they decided to swap it up and do the 10th and the 17th
Excellent.
this month. And on the 10th, they're having a one-night tag team tournament. For their vacant tag titles, Cyrus the Destroyer and Brandon Collins were their tag team champions. They got stripped of them. For some reason, when the belts got left at ringside, Ganser and Lightning decided to run out, grab the belts, take off to the parking lot, and take off in a car with the belts. They're self-proclaiming themselves as the tag champions now. But that's apparently not a thing because they're having a one-night tag tournament for the belts. And they're going to have a few teams. Let's see if you know any of these guys. I think some of them may have come by NGWA before. You've got, of course, Ganser and Lightning should be in it, I would
Yeah.
assume.
Nate Wild,
Beauty
Nathan
and the
Gage, right?
Beast. Eat.
Okay.
Right. Those guys are going to be in it. Then you're going to have, it looks as if the Freak Show should are possibly going to be in it with Zach Malone and Charles
Okay.
Allen representing Freak Show. And I'm trying to remember, I saw a poster, but it wasn't brackets or actual
I
teams
got you.
listed. It just was one night tag tournament. But I know they made a special announcement of the Lynch Mob. Joey and Matt Lynch are going to come in for the one night tournament to try to get their hands on the
Well,
RCW tag titles.
and here's the deal with that. You know, you hear the lynch mob, in my head, my initial thought was, well, there you go. There's the new tag team champions, right there, the Lynch Mob.
Right. But at the same hand, as good as they are, they've probably not been able to study the other teams as much as the other teams have been able to study
right,
them with them being more traveled.
and the unpredictability with the freak show. You know, what kind of mindset do you have to have going into face a team like the Freak Show?
Right, and this past week, I saw Charles Allen get into an altercation
Right.
with Dino Dupree. It wasn't a match. There was an interview going on. They got into it, and Charles was trying to get away from Dino, and he sprayed him in the face with some cleaner from under the ring that they
Well,
use for disinfecting.
wow.
and
I
you
mean,
laughed about it.
how do you prepare for somebody with that mindset? I don't know. But you all.
Right. And then on top of that, they've got a singles match advertised, a champion versus champion. You've got their heavyweight champion, Landon Priest, who has been the
Right.
monster being molded by Logan
I'm
Chase,
not.
which is an
I'm not sure
undeniable
on.
force as the heavyweight
I'm not sure
champion.
about. About Priest. I know anybody that's with Logan, that's nothing but a. That can't do nothing but help their career.
To give you a little bit of an idea, Landon is a bit taller than I am. He's got a good athletic build on him. And he hits like
Wow. So,
a Buick. I mean, hard hitter.
not well, heck, I'm not gonna say with no disrespect. So you're pretty much talking about a younger, taller, maybe even thicker Rawhead Rex.
Younger and taller, yes. Thicker, no. He's a slimmer, more streamlined, great cardio. I mean, the kid's built like a like he's
Gotcha,
built more like a
gotcha. So
wide receiver than a lineman,
he's like the
but he's
blitz
still
and
big.
linebacker on your NFL team. Gotcha.
Right. Right, he's the guy that
Right.
is going to get through people to get where he needs to
Yeah.
go instead of being a wall, you know. But he's definitely with Logan getting in his head, has been improving a lot. Obviously, he's the champion, but his opponent, man, he's my top pick for the area right now. He's my favorite guy, the RCW
I
No
am
Limits champion,
so.
Dorian Crow.
Listen, I had a guy tell me last night, if you can lock this kid up, lock him up. Saying if you can get if you can get Darren Crow on your show for any night of the week and twice on Sunday, by all means, get that boy.
Right. And I saw him there last night, and I was really hoping to get to see him there, but you know, didn't get to happen. Everybody, you know, every all the cards landed
Right,
just right to where
right.
you already had eight matches. But you know, Dorian, that
Oh,
kid is
absolutely.
my pick for
Absolutely. You
tomorrow.
can't. And I'm gonna tell you a guy that was there. And guys, if you haven't saw this kid, I'm gonna use this little part right here to say we have a new NGWA wrestling YouTube channel. I'm not sure if the match is up as of right now,
Right.
but when this match comes up, you need to check out John Bivens. John Bivens has had.
John Bivens hasn't been up there yet,
Right.
but
He.
he's just come into the area
Rome
around
Sabligna.
like Sabligna area.
He.
Bivens has got potential.
I'm, I wasn't.
I'm
I
not
wasn't
sure
there
about the
last night.
toe shoes,
I
but
even
you know.
asked him. I said, "How can you work in those?" But let me tell you, if looks, ambition, and heart have as much to do with this business as I think they do, then this kid's gonna go far. Is he ready? Is he a Darian Crow? Are we comparing him to Darian right now? No. No, not at all. But he's got a lot of the things you
The
can't
boy's
teach.
got potential. If the right guy can, right, and if someone that can teach could get their
Right.
hands on the kid and get him to listen and mold him to
Right.
something that can be marketed a little bit more. 'Cause to me, his attitude's great. His in-ring, there's potential definitely there, but he needs a new look, and he needs
But
guidance from
with all
someone.
this being said, my initial look at him last night was I was impressed. I can't wait.
Right. And it's surprising because when you look at him, like when he got finished getting ready in the back and starts moving around and stretching, and you see this
Right.
tall, lanky kid with the long, curly hair
Thank you.
with
Yeah.
the tights that he had on and the toe shoes, and it was
Yeah.
just one of
Well, I'll
those,
tell you, my first impression
really?
was, hey, look, it's he could be Jungle Boy.
Right. And my thought was, if
Yeah.
Kevin
Yeah.
Von Erich had long hair,
Yeah. Yeah.
I bet
Yeah.
he would have wrestled in toe shoes. Yeah. But
Right.
that's why
Right.
he kind of reminds
I
me a
get
little bit of
that.
Kevin. I don't know if
But
it's
yeah,
just the barefoot to toe shoe
going back to
reference, but yeah, so he's
yeah,
definitely got some potential. I
that's
like the
all
kid.
that I see tons of potential, and I just wanted to get his name out there that where people could start maybe looking at the kid and seeing what they think. I mean,
Oh
yeah.
yeah, I know he's got a Facebook page. Promoters,
Yeah.
I think you
Yeah.
said you were putting the match on your new YouTube channel. Give the kid a look.
He
First
he's
impression may
definitely
not be all there, but once you see the potential that he's got,
right. And we had him in
somebody
the ring
needs to
last
get with
night with
this
another
guy.
young kid, Trinity. Not to go off on a rabbit trail, but again, he's another good young talent in the area. I believe he
Where did he
was
come from?
trained somewhere out in Indiana, I believe. I believe he just moved to the area. He's from the.
I know, I have no idea.
Right.
I saw
And
him
I
just
believe
randomly appear at NGWA, and I'm like, what? Who is this kid? He looks familiar,
I believe he's new to the
but I
area.
can't place
Like
it.
within, and I say new. I've known him about a half a month now. So I don't know that much about him, but he's a good kid.
Right.
He listens. Like I said, any guy, any of the promoters would be lucky to, give the kids a shot.
Right. And
We
we got a little distracted here. We got
right.
off subject a little bit because we get to praising young guys. Was not sure, not any disrespect toward the
Right, right. And
RCW guys. That was trying to get
again,
filled in there, of
RCW
course.
they ought to feel honored,
And
or not honored. I guess that might be the wrong word, but honored. My bad. I can
you
say,
about
yeah,
raised an eyebrow there, man. That was
that was not the right choice at the moment, but like, not honored, but glad. I mean, because the one guy that we started this whole conversation on is a big hit at RCW with Darren Clark.
Oh, dude. Dorian is at
He's
RCW
tearing it
right
up,
now.
man.
Dorian
I
is a
mean,
rock star.
have you ever even seen this guy get in the ring? If I tried to do
And
the stuff he does just
like,
getting in the ring, I would like hang myself with the top rope.
oh, you mean
Yeah.
that weird, like where he starts on the floor, grabs the ropes, and like 619 swings from the floor
Yeah.
through the middle and
Yeah.
top
Who does
rope and
that?
comes through and lands on his feet? Yeah, I'd be,
And he's already
I don't
worked
know, I'd be
Cyrus.
retired about
I
3 seconds
mean,
after trying.
he's good enough to put in the ring, and with Cyrus already.
No, he didn't just
I
do
mean,
that. He
come on now.
won
I
AEW's
mean,
title
how
from
much more praise
Cyrus.
can we give the kid? And all the praise goes to, and all
Right. And then and
well, but
he's got their heavyweight champion this week.
right,
And yeah, they're
but
going
here's
2 weeks
here
back to
here
back, right?
and with no all respect, dude. All the praise needs to go to Tyler and RCW for giving this kid a shot. I mean, and running with him and believing in this
Oh
kid,
yeah,
because
because
now you've got all the other shows salivating on, okay, is RCW running this week? Okay, no. Great. Is Darian available?
and they've got another young guy there too. I don't know if you've got to see this one yet, but I'm going to publicly nudge nudge you
Right.
here on a guy that I want you to get a hold of.
Okay.
Aaron Wade, the baby dragon. He's a third degree black belt. And some of his, I love watching the guy in the ring. The transitions back and forth between seeing that he's got good wrestling knowledge and martial arts knowledge, just the little things that he does, like using a couple of quick kicks to the leg to break the stance of the guy that's got him in a wrist lock, to be able to knock the balance off, to be able to turn things around, to take back a wrist
Right.
lock of his own to try to gain control, instead of just trying to just kick and or just flip or just wrestle. Aaron Wade,
And this goes out to all the
that
young
kid's got a
kids, you
bright
know,
future.
and here's the thing. It My advice would be, hey, if RCW's not running, contact another show or contact somebody else. Get the experience at all these shows around here.
Yeah. No, Aaron lately has been there, TWE and a few other places I know. He's
Yes,
been
and to go
getting
back
around
to
a
the
bit. I'm
tag
happy
team
to see
tournament,
that.
I'm just gonna make a I'm gonna make a I'm gonna make a I'm gonna throw a dart right here, working three out of the four teams you told me about, and I've never had the privilege of working the lynch mob, but throwing a dart at the dartboard, I'm gonna come up and predict that Ganser and Lightning's gonna find a way to legitimately get the belt.
You're killing me, Luke. So, because whoever you said, I was going to
Well,
debate that
I'm just
with
going to
Ganser and Lightning being my pick. So I can't argue with
great,
you
great
now
minds,
because
man.
you did the same pick. I've known Ganser and Lightning. Yeah, I've known
I
Ganser
believe
and
I
Lightning
actually
since
had,
before both of them started getting in the ring.
I get them
When.
confused, man. If they're not standing right here in front of me, I get the name confused. Which one was the? I know one of them has a lineage in the business. Their father was a. Okay, so
Chris
it's Ganser then.
Lightning's
I
father is
believe
Marshall Law.
if I'm not.
Ganser has
Okay,
Ganser's
well,
dad wasn't a
Ganser started
wrestler.
off when I
Lightning's
first met
dad
him as a
was a wrestler.
referee. And I,
Yes, I remember having to
right,
help
and I
sneak him to
believe, if I'm
shows
not
so his
mistaken,
parents wouldn't
I know
know.
I had, if not his first match with him, one of his first matches with him at the old
Oh, that's awesome. I remember when both of them were breaking in
Well,
over at the tire shop
this
at
was at the
Dillard's
old
around the same time
M&J
frame.
Diner in Tryon. They're on Highway 27 beside J Bar, yeah.
Wow,
At, it's a
really?
storage unit now, but they used to have wrestling in it.
Oh, there was it was still a storage unit when we had wrestling there. I mean, it was it killed me. The promoter there at the time always his big thing was he was always trying to sell pies to the crowd, like to auction off a pie to
Right,
the
right.
highest
Well,
bidder to be able to hit
this was
whatever
when
wrestler
Southern
with a
All Star
pie.
was there. This is when
And
Southern All Star, this is when Southern All
I
Star was there
hated
for a
it.
little while, and I had,
Okay.
yeah, I had,
Okay, yeah, Ganser was there then.
yeah.
I was thinking
That's
back
been
in
G,
the old.
that's been GXW
I'm not
for a
even going to
minute.
give the
That's been
promoter the
RCW
privilege of
at one
saying his
time. That's
name.
been a lot of places, but. Yes.
The rough house version of RCW, the Rough House Championship, was when I first
Pies.
came around, and that promoter was the one who wanted to do the pies. But
Oh,
during that
wow.
timeline, he didn't have
Wow.
any, he didn't have water running to the building. So I'm from Cartersville, so that's a good
Oh, yeah,
hour
you're
ride
taking a
home
Mike
for me
Jackson.
sometimes, or longer if
You're
we
taking
stop
a
in.
Mike Jackson bath with the
And
bottled
I would
water.
hate. Well, I mean, you couldn't eat. Yeah, I mean, that or, getting to the Huddle House when you got in
Right,
downtown
right,
Tryon
right.
and trying to do it in their sink.
Yeah, it was.
But I hated that building so much. It's
Yeah,
I've
it
got some
was.
good
It was.
memories
I
there, but
agree.
that
It
building was
was. It wasn't
horrible.
meant for that. But hey, anywhere you could have fit a ring back in those days, we were trying. What?
Well, you could fit the ring, but I don't know if you ever had the problem. But if I stood in the center of the ring when Rough House Championship was there, I wasn't there for Southern All Star. But when Rough House was there, I could stand in the middle of the
I can
ring,
believe that.
hold my
I can
hand
believe
straight
that.
above my head, and punch us.
No,
But
I think my
yeah, man,
last
it's
experience
but
there
Ganser and
was.
Lightning's definitely the pick.
I do agree. I think that they've got the knowledge now, and they've definitely got talent, and I think they can adapt
Okay.
more than any other team.
And they've still got that double team finish too. Like a lot of teams don't get credit for having a key go to
Right.
double team finish. They've got one that I feel like definitely deserves recognition. And I'm not even sure what they call it. I know what a team that also did it called it. But I'm not sure if that's what they do. It's Lightning gets the guy up on his shoulders and boosts him in the air and falls back to his back to give him a double knee gut buster and
Yeah.
holds him in place. And Ganser comes off the top rope and double stomps the guy in the back while he's held in place across
That's
Lightning's
crazy.
knees.
That is crazy.
And the side, these, those, they're. If you've not seen Ganser and Lightning in a while, they're not the
They've got some
skinny kids
size
they
on
used to
them.
be. Oh yeah, they've developed into men. I mean, that you can tell they
Right.
know where the gym is. They're thicker, they're stronger, and I don't know how, but they're
Yeah,
faster.
that's crazy. That's just, like I said before, unteachable talent.
Right. But man, I wish I had more notes so I could remember what else was going on in the area.
Well,
And I mentioned it earlier. If you hadn't have been kind of elbowing me in the ribs the past couple of days about, come on, let's record something. Come on, we'll
yeah.
talk about this or any and you're like, well, come on, man. Well,
Well,
let's at least do one for Drew.
let me just be for real. Like, I work night shift, right? And your
Right.
podcast as well as others help me through my night. So when you're not there to help me through my night, it gets extremely long. So I've been searching.
Right. Now I want to start back doing some more. I've had some difficulties. Like I got kind of discouraged because I know the world's gone crazy and it's hard to schedule things, and a lot of people have even more going on in their
Right.
personal lives than usual. But it seems like every time I tried to schedule somebody to come on the show to talk with me, to have somebody to back and forth with, that it ends up getting messed up. And I'm not crazy about just sitting and
Right.
talking
Well,
to myself.
here's the deal. I appreciate you having me on. I appreciate you doing the podcast, because like I said, no disrespect to Georgia Championship or RCW. We hope that you do extremely well. And like I said, my plug or my picks are Lightning and Gans, and I'm gonna go with Darian. I'm gonna go with Dorian Crow. About I'm gonna say he gets
Oh,
the
yeah.
I guess it would also be an upset, but I'm gonna say he gets the upset over the big Logan Priest.
Yeah, Landon Priest, Logan's
Well.
his manager. And I almost forgot to mention, the next week, the 17th, they're going back to back with the second and third week this month, because they wanted to, they wanted to kind of level everything out to where there wasn't too much going
Well,
on for the
personally,
fans
let
all
me
in one
just.
weekend. But the 17th, they have Stoke the Fire.
No,
I'm
I
sorry,
just
I
wanted
interrupted. What's
to
that?
thank say on a personal note, thank you to Tyler and the guys at RCW, because like I said, the worst thing we can do as independent shows, as local shows running, is to try to run against each other and to kind of split the crowds.
Yeah, he and I'd spoken about it. Usually he's pretty set on, I'm going to run the first weekend, I'm going to run the third
Right,
weekend. That way
and I
everybody knows when I'm
respect that.
running.
And
But this time it was, your show was going on, and I think TWE and a couple others were going on all the same night. And he was like, you know what? I think I'm just going
Well,
to do two in a row
and I
this month.
respect that him for that, and wish him all the best.
Oh yeah, the 17th, the Stoke the Fire. It's one that should be pretty cool.
What's the deal on that?
It's funny that it's this past RCW event, CJ Holloway got in the ring with Logan, who was the
Landon.
manager
Gotcha.
of Landon.
It
It's so
is, isn't
easy
it?
to get tongue-tied
Well,
with that. But no, I caught you on it earlier and I almost did it myself just now. But he, by beating Logan in a match last show, he was able to finally get his rematch
right.
for the heavyweight title. So we're going to have CJ Holloway against Landon Priest for the title at Stoke the Fire on the 17th. That's one that I don't know if you follow their stuff very much, but a lot of people have been waiting on CJ to get that
I
title
haven't been able to
rematch.
follow RCW like you have, Cross, to be honest with you, but I know CJ Holloway has a awesome rep in this area and around. And anytime he's in a match, I'm sure it's hard hitting and anybody's ball game, man.
Oh yeah, and he's finally, he's been in it a few years, and this is going to probably sound bad right out of the gate, but CJ is finally starting to hit that point in his wrestling life, not
Right.
anything personal life or anything. I don't know, we don't really, but as far as his wrestling life goes, he's finally been in it a few years,
Right.
and he's hitting that maturity to where things start kind of getting in his groove, I
Absolutely.
guess is the best way to put it. And he's been impressive the last few times I've seen him, because when somebody starts maturing to the business and they start to really
Yeah,
get it,
that's cool,
that's when they
and
start
it's fun to
becoming
watch.
dangerous.
That's fun to watch.
Oh,
when
it's
you
one of
see
my
that
favorite
light
things
bulb go
about
off
getting
in your head,
old.
and they'll be like, well, if I take one of the flips out of my game and pick up more psychology in this, at this point, that's
Right, and like with CJ, he's been fishing for some time on. He's always been changing up his moveset a little bit, trying to get it to find that groove. And he's done kind of what you said. He's pretty well decided to like take out the moonsault that he used to do
Right.
because CJ's a big boy. He can do one, but when you're that size, when you miss it especially, but sometimes even when you hit it, a moonsault at a big guy's size, it can do some long-term damage to the
And
guy giving it.
what have you
And
always heard?
then he.
And you know this as well as I do. You only have so many bumps on that bump card.
Right. I never knew one of those existed until somebody had already burned it, chewed on it, kicked it
Yeah.
around,
Yeah.
and peed on it in a parking lot. So I wish somebody would have told me what a bump card was when I started. I just found out about it a couple of years ago, and I'm like,
Well, I'm
I
hoping,
think
I
mine
was hoping
expired
it
in
was like
training.
one of those punch cards you get at the grocery store. Once you fill it up, you get a prize and you get another one.
Yeah, you
Yeah,
do. You know,
it's
it's
okay.
a sore back every morning. But CJ's cut out more of the high risk because like you said, the bump card, he's being smarter on his body. And he had been toying with different finishing moves. He had played with a burning hammer and an angel's wings and a couple other things that just wasn't meshing together smoothly with the way his style is. And now he's picked up, it's a spinning reverse STO. It's layman's terms, what everybody's going to know it
Okay.
as. He's picked
Yeah.
up a Sister Abigail. And that's been really working for him since he came back from his time off he took before the pandemic and everything. I'm not sure how long he was gone, but when he came back to RCW, he had that version of an Abigail. And it's been paying off for him tenfold more than anything else he's ever attempted to put in his
Well,
moveset.
that's that. I mean, that's outstanding. And like I said, I wish him all the best. But sounds like he's going in there against their monster right now. And who knows? Maybe Dorian can take him down a few notches. And then because it's hard to do back-to-back shows. And but that's what.
Right, and
Well, that's what.
they're used to bi-weekly. So this time he's got to go
That's
back to
what you
back.
get, though, when you're the
So
champ,
that's a good
man. You
point.
got to take on all comers,
Definitely. And I honestly, I feel like this is probably by the time we put the technical difficulties together and fill in the ads, I think this is probably the
Man,
longest
listen,
podcast I've ever
I
recorded.
am honored. I know last time I was on here, I was a little under the weather, but I tell you what.
That was actually the most views I've had on one so far, was the total amount of views from that one. In the first initial week of it being released, the one that I had you and then later
Yeah, well,
had CJ Holloway in the same
that
one
well, that's an honor,
was
brother.
the most views
Well,
within a
listen,
week.
again. I'm gonna wrap my part up here, and by saying, once again, all the love for and prayers and warm wishes to Andrew Germain, Drew Games family, from me personally and from the NGWA family, and also please remember the Kenny's Kids 6-man tag team tournament. That'll be Saturday, November 14th, and Sunday, November 15th. The show, the 14th, will be in Subligna that night at 7 o'clock. Show Sunday will be at the KLT Arena, Sunday at starting at 2 p.m. And good luck to all the teams. Misfits will come in for mid.
You know,
What's that?
I've got to say something.
Okay.
I wasn't going to say it. I was going to leave it alone. You know, I always try to leave a lot of the
Right.
personal not on this podcast. I can't do it this time. I want
Right.
to. You brought up Drew again, and this is going to sound strange at first, but bear with me.
Right.
I'm trying to take it slow because I don't want to get emotional on here. Drew had a tattoo on his chest. He had a cross on his chest with writing around it that had a simple quote that says, "Life goes on." And I've been looking at that in these pictures a lot lately, and Sheik, the artist from the original TWA, did one, and he focused in on that quite heavily, and it got me thinking. And you know, Drew and I had been talking a lot the past little while, ever since his surgery, and you know, just talking about a lot of times just how to be better people and stuff like that. And I think one thing that I wish that a lot of people would remember about him is, even though that may not have been the meaning for the tattoo, he's told me what it is before. I'll not get into that. That's his personal business. But we get mad at each other sometimes. This is a weird business. There's a lot of cutthroat stuff that happens. There's a lot of emotions that flare. There's a lot of bad business decisions that are made trying to just get ahead. But at the end of the day, life goes on. I'm going to go home to my family. You're going to go home to yours. We're going to be thankful to have that. And I think that, you know, we need to start enjoying ourselves more at shows. We need to start brightening the day for the next guy in the dressing room while we're there more, because you
yeah,
might need it
absolutely.
more
And
than
I
you
had
know,
talked to
you
a
know?
guy today, and he said, "This is supposed to be fun. When it stops being."
Right.
When it
Love each
stops
other.
being fun,
Have fun.
I'm done.
Right, because I'm not going to get rich off of going and doing a wrestling show in North Georgia. The amount of money that's going to be made either way isn't worth the drama, no matter how upset you get over a match going wrong or something going on personally with the
Agreed.
promotion. Life's precious. And we need to remember that life is precious. People
And
need
I've
to
heard
love each
Drew
other.
say this
People
a
need to
million
help each
times
other.
on his podcast. Be a good person. It's not hard. Just
Right. And I'm going to stop there. I'm going to end up rambling all night, and I'm going to start getting on a soapbox and preaching about things. And
we'll
I don't
cross
even want to
again,
hear
buddy.
that right now. So I'm going to cut you loose, let you get back to your family. I'm going to get back
Hey,
to mine.
man,
I appreciate you
it was
so
my
much for
honor,
putting
and
me up and doing this, though.
again, thank you. And I'm sure I'll check you out again next time.
Uh, Oh yeah, anytime you want to, just let me know and we'll make the arrangements and get some more talking done. And I guess we're going to call this one a night. I've still not figured out how to sign off on a podcast. You know, I've not really even figured out how to sign on. I just end up recording, posting things, and I'm lucky enough for people to listen.
Yeah,
Thank you to everybody listening, whether if you're in the wrestling business or not.
let's
Love
end it
each
this
other.
way.
It's not. Let's.
Whenever you get ready to sign off, how about just say North Georgia Wrestling News out? How about that?
That's an idea, but I think this week I'm going to do something a little different on the sign out. I want to not push anything on anybody, and I hope you guys will join me with this one if you're able to. If you're listening at work or something, I definitely understand. But Luke and I, we're going to let's just have a moment of silence for Drew and his family to end it out. And during the moment of silence, I'm going to just cut the feed and then let's just let life go on.
Absolutely. Thank you, Cross.
So, thank you, sir. Let's get that moment in for Drew and his family and carry on. Everybody, please just bear with us while we close the show with a moment of silence for the Germain family.